Hey guys, it's me, Baby Kitten, and today I am going to be answering my AMA questions, and I'm here with my best friend.
Hey.
And she's going to be asking the questions that you guys left in the comments for me, and I'm going to answer them. She has a specific way she's going to do it, and what is that?
We're going to do the longer questions first, and then have like a lightning round.
Ooh. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, so the first question comes from Mr. Tinkles. You gotta tell me if they're he or she's.
That's him.
Okay. Oh, obviously this one, because it's Mr., but like, you gotta tell me the rest of them. Okay. Okay, so the first question is coming from Mr. Tinkles, and he says, what is your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to fulfill yet? Unless you filled all of your sexual fantasies, in which case, what color of lightsaber do you think you'd have?
That's way too close to my face.
I'm so sorry. I thought it was way too close then.
I mean, no, you sounded fine. Okay. I would say getting fucked in public would be the fantasy that I haven't done yet.
Okay. The second question would be, looking back on the romantic partners you've had so far, which Hogwarts house do you think most of them would fit in best? He's a Hogwarts fan. He's a Harry Potter fan.
I told you he was. He really is.
I dig him.
I would say for probably either Gryffindor or Slytherin, because they're all kind of dicks. And I feel like they all fit in those two houses. But then again, I don't know much about Harry Potter, so.
Oh, true. Fake fan. Okay. Third question would be from Growly Little Bitch.
Yes!
Same girl. What is your opinion of Rogue One? Do you think that they could have made it more inclusive? Do you think it sucked? Do you think the CGI was good or blech?
I really enjoyed Rogue One, but I felt like it was unnecessary. Like, I didn't feel like we needed Rogue One. You couldn't really get attached to the characters that much because everything happened so quickly and then they're just I don't want to spoil it, so. But anyway, I think it was all right. It was a good story, but it wasn't necessary.
Okay, next question is from Dawn Hart XXX. So how excited were you when Disney acquired the rights to Star Wars? How would you feel if the Quentin Tarantino... How would you feel if Quentin Tarantino acquired the rights?
Are these all Harry Star Wars questions?
They know that they know me.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at my little flare, it says Darth Kitten. So, yeah. I was a little nervous when I heard that Disney took over Star Wars, but I wasn't scared that they were going to ruin it in any way. If Quentin Tarantino, that would be really interesting because he has a very, like, distinct film style, and I feel like it'd be a lot more gory if he got a hold of it. So, I wouldn't be upset about it, but I'd be weirded out.
Okay, next question comes from Jiggy Wiggy ASMR. And he says, you're Red Leader, and you've got a recruit, Red 2 through 6, to fly with you in the Death Star Assault. Which Redditors do you choose? I'm going to give you 3. Pick 3.
Pick 3?
Pick 3.
Just 3? But it says... But...
Oh, is that what... I don't understand Star Wars. I don't understand Star Wars.
Well, it's 2 through 6. Oh,
there's 4? Okay, so 4. Let me start over. You're Red Leader, and you've got a recruit... Oh, I get it. I get it now. Okay. You're Red Leader, and you've got a... Wait, can you give me... I'm not a Redditor.
You're not a Redditor. Okay,
you're Red Leader, and you've got a recruit, Reds 2 through 6, to fly with you in the Death Star Assault. Which Redditors would you choose?
So that's 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Growly Little Bitch, of course. And then, I guess, Jiggy, Mr. Tinkles, and Little Mako.
Okay, so the next question is from Mr. Tinkles, and he asks, do you listen to audio for purely intellectual reasons, or do you use them so you can meditate on the sexy side of the Force? Basically, do you listen... Fuck.
I just kept reading. She didn't want to read all the extra stuff you put in, Mr. Tinkles.
No, don't put that in.
She didn't want to read it.
I hate you.
Sometimes I listen to them because they're fun to listen to, and then sometimes I do it because I want to get off. So, but mostly because I want to get off. go.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking about Carnivore for a second. It's lit.
Stay focused.
Sorry. If you could make any work of fiction real,
who's this by?
It's the same guy. I'm just gonna answer all of his questions because he's the only one with good questions. He's because all the rest of them are short. So those are the lightning rounds. Okay. What do you think your best audio to date is, and what do you think was your most underrated audio that didn't get the love that it deserved?
My best, I would say, was either the drunken one or the one where I forgot the title of it. What was the title? Oh, it was you deserve this or something because you work so hard and da da da. I think that was like the blowjob audio. Yeah. And then my most underrated one would probably be Darth Kitten because I worked hard on it. I had a lot of sound effects in it. And yeah, it's a great ass thing. Only a few people liked it because it's nerdy and not everybody wants it. So.
Did somebody give you shit for it?
No one gave me shit for it, but like.
Have you gotten one that people give you shit for?
No.
Probably because you're a girl.
Yeah.
Everyone gave what's his face the bad for the fucking accent, man.
Yeah,
man. Leave that in.
I will.
Okay. Next question. Would you I'm like next question. Okay, next question. Would you prefer to be a succubus, meaning you have immortality and sexy magic power, or a dark lady of the Sith, force powers, and a lightsaber? Or is there any other fantasy creature slash position you'd rather have?
The Sith sounds pretty cool, because lightsabers are badass, and so is using the force. But I've always kind of wanted to be a mermaid. So...
Sick. Okay, next question is from Growly Little Bitch, Kylo Ren. What are your thoughts on Darth Tantrum? Did you think that Gleason did a good job as General Hux?
I fucking love Kylo Ren, and everyone who I talk to knows that I do.
Truth.
It's a problem, and he is Darth Thaddeus, that's fine. And I think that Gleason did like a great job. He was really good. He had a lot of good emotion in his lines and acting, so good for him. I enjoyed it.
Okay, next question is from So Sweet Like Anise.
Yes, Mr. Anise. Yes.
I butchered that then. Anise?
Yeah, So Sweet Like Anise.
Looks like Anise.
It's Anise.
That's okay. Okay. If you could see any band live together or not, who would it be?
The 1975.
Okay. Is there any audio you did that you would name as your favorite? We kind of already asked this question. Okay.
Yeah, but I would say my favorite was the Friends to Lover audio. That was really good. Yeah.
Okay. The next question is again from Mr. Tinkles. And he asked, if for some reason you had a Dark Lord as a daddy, who would you want it to be? And how would you use his dark powers for your sexual pleasure? For example, sexy force choking, sexy parcel tongue, sexy forging of the One Ring to dominate all life on Middle Earth. Okay, maybe not that last one.
Who would it be? Is that the first part?
Yeah. Which one?
Which one do I want?
You want Voldemort?
No, I don't.
You don't want Voldemort?
I'm
Is
good.
It the nose?
It's the nose.
It's the nose.
It's the nose. I would say probably Kylo Ren. And how would I use his dark powers?
Yeah.
Definitely choking. All the way.
Okay. Next question. If you could make any work of fiction real, what fictional world would you make real for Sucky Times? Example, I would make Star Wars real so that I could be a sexy Jedi master and oil Darth Maul up until his muscles gleam. And then he could...
What is it?
And then he can reveal himself to the Jedi all night long for me.
Stop. What world would I make real? Probably Star Wars. And then why?
Mm-hmm.
I like to have sex on different planets. Sounds... Or like on a spaceship.
Become an astronaut.
Okay, but like...
That's not a good reason.
There's some good reasons.
There's some good reasons.
There's some good ass reasons.
But, like, why would you want to live
in Harry Potter? Well, and then you can also use the Force
and shit. Live in Harry Potter, you could have magic.
But the Force and shit.
Nah, listen, the Harry Potter universe is better.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Should I say Harry Potter? Okay, fine.
Harry Potter.
Are you happy now?
Yes, because Harry Potter is better than Star Wars.
Don't even get me.
Ooh,
don't even.
Fight
me. We're not.
IRL.
Next question.
Fight me.
Next question, please.
Fight me. Okay. Next question. What tags are you drawn to, and which ones do you wish there were more of?
I'm drawn to M-Dom tags, F-Dom tags, blowjob tags. I'm also into any BDSM kind of tag. And then we need more humor tags, guys. We need some more humor up in this. Like, I feel like we need some funnier audios.
Got some funny, some laughing through sex?
I mean, no.
I feel like that's, like, true, like, sex.
Like, honest sex.
Honest sex. This is honest.
This is honest.
Okay, the next couple questions come from Better Dead Than Dread. And the first question is, what is the most bizarre thing you own?
Probably, I'm looking around my room right now to find something. I don't know.
What's that, Mickey?
Why? Minnie?
Is that Minnie?
It's Minnie Mouse.
She's creepy as fuck.
No, she doesn't.
What is she wearing?
The graduation.
Oh, I can't see.
I got it from graduation. Oh,
my glasses prescription. Kind of running low.
Okay.
Is it that?
What are you pointing at?
The pink thing.
The bear?
Yeah. He's kind of creepy.
That's not creepy. I would say my Thor hammer.
Okay. Okay. What is your favorite weather condition? Like sunshine, rain, fog, storm, stuff like that.
I love stormy weather.
Get out of my face.
Face.
You're in my face.
I'm not in your face.
I have nothing to add. don't point it at me. Okay. What's your favorite place to go if you want to be alone and reflect on your thoughts?
My room.
Slams the door.
No, you don't know me.
Don't talk to me anymore. I hate you.
Yeah, my room. That's it.
Oh. Okay. Okay, so I think we're gonna go into lightning round now.
Okay.
Hey. Okay, first question. What is your favorite Star Wars film and why?
Empire Strikes Back, because that's when the famous line is said and it looks cool.
What is one song you really want to sing right now?
That boy is a real pussy, please.
The Nicki Minaj version.
Yes.
If you could be fluent in any language, what would it be and why?
French, because it sounds sexy.
Sativa, indica, or hybrid?
Sativa!
Why?
Because it's the first thing I got high on and I liked it.
Because Nicki Minaj!
Yes, Nicki Minaj! It's Nicki Minaj's favorite, so it's mine.
What is your favorite go-to munchie?
Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, fuck yes. Oh, Taco Bell!
Girl, same.
Okay. What Star Wars merch do you want that you don't have?
A lightsaber.
Mm-hmm. What is your victory pose?
You know.
You can't see her.
You know, like the Wonder Woman pose, like when she has her hands on her hips. Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Vanilla. I know. It is. I love vanilla ice cream. Don't look at me like that. It's vanilla.
But, like, isn't that, like, an oxymoron, though?
Yeah.
Because, like, you're like, oh, choke me, daddy. And then it's, like, vanilla.
Yeah, basically.
My life. Okay, next question. Have you ever played any Star Wars games? Which is your favorite?
I played the Lego Star Wars, like, once. I don't really play video games, but I like the Lego Star Wars.
Okay. What would you do if you had a day off? My entire life?
Yeah, I mean, like, I have school, but, like, I'm not in school right now. So I guess just, like, make audios and chill with friends.
Hey, which birthday was your favorite?
My favorite birthday was probably my 17th birthday. Because, like, I had a good birthday party with all my friends.
What did we do?
We just kind of chilled. It was great.
Here?
Yeah.
Was that the one we went to Disney?
No, that was 16th birthday.
What did we do for your 17th birthday?
We just kind of chilled at the house.
Here? Nice.
Yeah. It was really cool. I liked it because it was chill.
Chill.
Yeah.
Type. Which Disney character would you want to switch lives with?
Elsa. I want her powers.
See, you jumped straight to Disney movies and I jumped to Disney TV shows. I was like, study with a champ!
Stop!
Or like, I don't know, fucking Raven Simone. Ooh, Raven Baxter. Ooh, yes. I could be a psychic.
Ooh.
Ooh! No, that was Nickelodeon. Just kidding.
Oops. Rip. Not Zoe 101.
Rip. What about?
Or Lizzie McGuire.
Fuck yes.
Lizzie McGuire.
Yes. Oh, what about? Ooh, Kim Possible?
Ooh! Yes!
Okay. What's your favorite preferred force power?
Choking.
Naturally.
You're forgetting to say, like, the names.
It doesn't matter at this point. This is lightning round. We don't care. If you could smoke with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Nicki Minaj.
We have an obsession with Nicki Minaj in this household. Okay. What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
I don't know.
Dick. Just kidding.
I'm keeping that in.
No.
That's hilarious.
No.
I don't know. I don't eat anything strange. What's something? Did we eat something strange together?
Blood pudding.
Oh!
Shit. We went to Ireland. Fam, guys. We went to Ireland. And we were in Dublin at a hotel. Actually, everywhere. It was literally everywhere. It was everywhere in Ireland. Blood pudding.
Was it called blood pudding?
No, blood pudding is it's layman's term.
Yeah.
Fuck. I need to Google this now. Google it. It was called like it was black sausage or something wasn't it?
It's not black sausage.
It was black pudding or something like that.
Blood sausage.
No, but what's the actual term?
Blood pudding. Black pudding.
Yeah, black pudding. Black pudding. That shit was nasty.
I mean, it was good.
No, it wasn't.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then you found out what it was.
And then I was like, no.
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 Yeah, shit. That.
No, you just hit the. She's logging back into my phone because it.
Okay. What is a GWA script you really want to do but are intimidated by?
Any of Penny's scripts because they're so good and I try to do them and I mess up because I fumble over the words. I really want to do one of her teacher and student ones. I feel like that'd be really cool.
Okay. Next question comes from Stray Kitten. And they asked, are you a dog or a cat person and why?
I like both, but if I had to pick dog, dog all the way. What? They're so pure. I love them.
Dogs are pure.
Dogs are pure.
Wow. Okay. Do you like your height or would you prefer to be taller or shorter?
I'm fine with my height. Pretty chill, pretty average. It's
a pretty average height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good height.
Okay. Do you prefer to be the big spoon or the little spoon?
Mostly a little spoon, but I can be down with big spoon.
AKA she a switch. Okay. How much sleep do you get?
None. Zero.
Negative 2 hours.
Negative 10 hours. I never sleep.
Okay. What is your favorite exotic animal?
Either a red panda or a lion.
How often do you think about life, death, or any other invasive existential thoughts?
Always. Life is meaningless. Good day.
I'm gonna go home now. Okay. What's your favorite cereal? I'm not asking the rest of that question.
Why not? Does it make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, it does. God damn it, Lustful Crunch.
I like Lucky Charms, and I like to eat it with milk and, like, eat most of the, like, the wheat part, the oats part.
So you leave all the marshmallows. Yeah. Yes.
And then you just eat all the marshmallows.
Yes, at one time.
I mean, yeah, sometimes. If you aren't.
And then, like, the milk you drink at the end, it's like rainbow swirl?
Yes, it's...
Okay. Next is, what is your best experience on GWA so far?
Probably making all those... all my friends. They're really nice people.
What is your favorite melancholic song? If there is none, please do just indulge us in your any... Fuck! Okay. Fuck me, I can't speak. Okay, what's your favorite melancholic song? If there is none, please do just indulge us in any music you find appropriate.
My favorite is Smother by Daughter. It's really depressing. I love it. So if you need to cry, listen to that song.
Also, like, Sick of Losing Soulmates by Doty on YouTube right now. Look it up, fam.
I'm doing a cover, you guys. It's going to be a fun scene. Give me a evening and guitar.
Okay. Next. If someone gave you...
$100 million?
I couldn't tell if that was a million or a billion. It's a million.
It's a billion.
Is it a billion?
I think it's a million.
Yeah, I think it's 100 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If someone gave you $100 million to punch a horse, would you do it?
$100 million? Yeah.
What?
I would do it.
I'm gonna call PETA on your ass.
Do I give a shit about PETA?
But, like, horses are so pure.
Don't get over it. They're dumb. I have, like, a really weak punch. I'm not going to, like, punch this horse, like, really, really hard. I'm just going to be like, oh, no.
Ow! Okay. Looking back on the romantic partners you've had so far.
We've already done that question.
Fuck. You're right.
Do we do that one?
No, we didn't. Do you want to answer all of them? Like, every single one of these questions?
You wake up one day. That one.
Okay, fine. You wake up one day and find that you're capable of magic. However, because your magic wand is literally a Hitachi magic wand, it only works when you're casting spells for obviously sexual purposes. How do you use your newfound magical powers to bring about world peace?
Just give everybody orgasms.
World peace, man.
World peace.
Everyone's chill.
Yes. I like the, like, the emoji.
I know. I like this little...
Oh, yeah.
Shit, sorry.
Yeah, no, I like that emoji. He uses that a lot.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm getting comfortable here.
Ow, you're on my hair!
Oh, I'm sorry!
Okay, I've asked a lot of these questions. Okay. No. Blim Rider. Yes, very good. I think we've answered a lot of them. Okay. What sounds instantly cause you to feel sleepy or relaxed? What sounds instantly cause you to feel sleepy or relaxed? Example, rain hitting a tin roof, a crackling fireplace, waves on a beach, etc.
etc. I'd probably say either waves on a beach or just rain in general. Yeah.
So, like, this isn't my AMA, but, like, I enjoy a fan.
A fan like that?
Like, yeah, like I can't sleep without the fan on because...
You like the little...
Yeah, like the, it's like just like background, like white noise.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is my AMA.
This is mine, but like I'm inserting myself in here and now you guys get to know more about me. Hello.
She likes fans. That's all you know.
Okay.
You didn't do a lot of these.
I did.
You didn't do...
How much did you get? What's your exotic animal? What do you think about life or death? I skipped the crunchy one because that's weird. What's your favorite cereal? What's your favorite... I answered all... asked all of these.
Is that it? Are we done?
Height. Big spoon, little spoon. Favorite Star Wars film. You're rushing me! Yeah, I've answered... I've asked... You're getting more loud and intense. Yeah, I've literally asked.
Yeah. You didn't answer. Do you think Leia made her own lightsaber?
Oh.
Yes. Yes, I do. She's the greatest. Rest in peace.
Here's a really long, really confusing question.
Who's it from?
Toaster Parade. Mm-hmm. If you were an incomprehensible, abominable, cosmic entity, how many limbs would you have? Extremities, give us graphic description of your appendages, and inconceivable nature, the horrifying and ineffable intent with which you shall warp the very cosmos. Give us a description of your domain, how would you terrorize the children of the multiverse, and what would your cultists wear?
I plead the fifth.
Ooh! If you were a Pokemon gym leader! Ooh! Ooh, it was a Pokemon! Okay. Sorry, you guys. Don't judge me for saying Pokemon. Pokemon.
It's Pokemon.
I know. I said Pokemon.
Why?
Because I'm shit, okay? I'm sorry. Oh my god, no! Sorry. I'm sorry, it's okay. Kitten.
It's okay. It's okay.
We're just gonna kill myself, okay?
No!
Okay. If you were a Pokemon gym leader, what theme or Pokemon type would you base your team off of? Fire type, ninjas, varied, etc.
Definitely fire.
I'd be poison.
Yeah, that'd be good too. I really like fire because of Charmander.
Mmm, lit. Ooh, lit. Lit. Ooh, lit.
Actually lit. Actually lit. Oh. I think, is that it?
Just kidding, we got some more questions.
From whom?
Mr. Rex Ryder.
Yeah!
And he asks, what is your favorite color and why?
Blue, because it's calming and pretty. Yeah.
Okay. What three subjects could you talk about / rant about for hours on end without getting bored?
Let's see. I would say Star Wars. And then... probably Tumblr, like anything Tumblr, like maybe like One Direction or something. and then,
are you gonna leave that trash in there?
Yeah, they know.
Oh, they know?
Well, some people know.
Oh,
they know.
she trash, guys.
And then, probably like anything guitar related.
Yay.
Yeah.
Name the one artist/band whom you would gladly erase from human history. Alternatively, just pick one song to erase.
I choose Iggy Azalea. Erase. Goodbye. I'm so trashy, not fancy. Shut it down.
Shit. Okay. The item closest to you on your right is now somehow your new superpower. What do you do with this new ability, and what will you do with this wondrous new gift?
So the thing next to me is a pillow. So somehow that's a superpower?
Yeah, so like pillow? Say you just like puff up and you're just a soft pillow.
I guess I could like fall from great heights.
And yeah, just, shit. And just, you could like jump from planes and shit, yeah, and like land.
Just land softly, did, like a pillow.
Yeah, do like pillows float on water? You could just,
yeah.
I mean, you could float now.
But yeah, but like.
You could get shot at.
And nothing and like, bad will
happen. Yeah, nothing. Chill.
Yeah. It's cool, man. Pillow.
Ooh, you could become Violet from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and like just, yes! Like, just puff just, like, up and I'll just roll you.
Yes!
I'll just roll
yes!
you.
Yes, and then you can nap on me because I'm
pillow. Oh, fuck yes.
I could give naps to people when they need it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then you'd be the ultimate Big Spoon.
Yeah.
No, I just want to like lay on you.
Please don't. No. No.
Ow!
Ow! This is a bad idea.
Okay, never mind. I think that's all of them. Oh, I'm just kidding. A time vortex has opened up before you. Right now, you can visit yourself from any moment of your past, but you can only say 5 words before the time vortex closes. When do you visit, and what do you say?
I go to middle school, and I go up to me, and I'd be like, hey, buddy, it doesn't get better.
That's more than 5 words.
Hey, buddy, you know.
That's 4.
It does not get better.
Shit! It does get better, bitch.
It gets, like, all right.
You're all right now.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. It's not lit, but it's all right.
It's not lit, but... It's
aight. It's
aight. We're done.
Yay.
Guys, my debut. Goodbye. Never to be repeated.
Aww. Maybe, 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 maybe you'll start posting on your own.
Give this video 500 thumbs up. Is that how this works?
No.
Oh, shit. How does it work? How does it work?
Upvotes.
Okay.
Give this audio. Audio.
Give this audio a million upvotes and I'll be back. Oh, my God.
They probably don't want us together. They probably don't want us together.
I'm great. I don't know. Ow! Ow! My head, guys.
And it is a great place to end. Thank you so much for giving me your questions for AMA. Why are you waving? They can't see you. I hope you enjoyed it.
Lit.
Woo! And there's going to be bloopers at the end of this. So
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And thank you, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Audio
gone wild.
I really understand this website, guys. Just to let you know, I don't judge any of you.
So today, they probably can't hear me that well because it's like not even that close to your face. So today,
show them the real you, the not serious you, because you're not serious.
I'm never serious for my Q&A's and shit.
Oh, you do these.
Not Q&A, it's just like questionnaires. Questionnaires, yeah.
What's the difference?
Questionnaire is like a series of questions that no one...
Wow, boy. Wow, she's glistening with sweat. Just your body? Because you're hot? And not in like the, oh, you're hot kind of way, but like you kind of a little bit temperature-wise, you're a little hot? Right? Ooh, she's not wearing pants.
I can't wear pants. Ruin the dream.
Wow, guys. So her legs are just so smooth. And, like, you want to hear me touch your legs?
Shut up. I
like, get the ASMR sound.
Don't touch me.
No, just let me feel your leg. Here, Liz, like, can you guys hear?
They're not smooth.
Put that in place.
I will.
Wow, guys. Her hair is just so... curly and voluptuous. I'm really hyping you up here. You're welcome. I'm really getting them for you. Getting.